This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, We Have Been Sent. In the last few messages, we have been encouraged to share the message of truth with whoever God places in our path. We saw the need to reach people where they are. To the weak, I became weak. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22. And the need to share without self-righteous condemnation. But we also saw the need to share His truth without compromise as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. The Word of God teaches there is only one way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Salvation is a gift of grace given to those who place their faith in the sacrifice of Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. There is no other way. And although relatively few will actually travel the narrow road that leads to life, the road is available to all who will come. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. It's God's desire for everyone to call on His name, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. But not everyone will. Some have hardened their heart through continued rejection and willful disobedience, and now refuse to repent and receive the truth. Others simply never hear the good news. Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? Only God is able to draw someone near and lead them to repentance, and only the Holy Spirit can transform someone's heart into a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. But God has chosen to give His children the responsibility of sharing His message of forgiveness and truth with the world. As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. John 17, verse 18. In order for the message of salvation to truly reach the world, we who know the truth must accept our commission to be sent. We must be determined to share the gospel message whenever and wherever He directs. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28, verse 19. This may mean in another country, but it may also mean in our own backyard, or in our own family as we love them and demonstrate the true peace of Jesus. Let's faithfully pick up the torch today. We have been given everything we need. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. We do not lack any spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 7. And we have been declared ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. The world is waiting to hear. Let's boldly go forth with His word, and with an assurance that we have been sent. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.